Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for a very, very special Unredacted.
Hey, everybody.
You want to be part of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if he said no? Then what are we doing?
I don't have a choice. You just have to go with it.
Okay. Right. Introduce yourself. I think they'll know who you are.
My name is Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota. And we're going to be discussing show tunes today on the Unredacted
podcast.
Is that
your panel van?
That is, actually. Does it
the
look
one that says free puppies and lollipops?
My name's Larry O'Connor of Town Hall Media.
This is Tommy Zarecki, and we are here just doing bigly things, making America great again.
Well, of course.
What was that? Was that supposed to be Trump?
Was
that supposed to be
that
Trump?
That was, okay.
Wow.
All right, Tommy's here, but of course, we also have everybody's favorite, Larry O'Connor.
Hello.
We are at Fort O'Connor right now.
You are within the hidden bunker.
The hidden bunker of sexual ambiguity.
Okay,
but enough about Tim Walz.
I've got flowers on my shirt. Some would call it a blouse.
Those aren't flowers.
At least they are. What's
no, they're paisleys.
No, those are flowers, dude.
Are they?
Totally.
They look like...
I don't know. I guess they're like... I always thought they were flowers.
It kind of looks like the red pussy hats, but they shrunk them and put them on a shirt.
This is actually, instead of estrogen for my transition, I just put this shirt on and it pretty much does the trick.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
So we are sitting out here by the fire. Hey, can you shut Jim Kerr up for a minute?
Fine.
Because it's going to get...
That's true. That's
yes.
A copyright problem.
Yes.
We should probably start again.
That was fair use.
Well, we have standards and practices here for your podcast.
We're not doing it in a car, so just think of it as... This is about 100 times better than usual. My podcast is basically just hanging out with me while I drive or do other things. So it's going to be just us hanging out here with a fire, a little bit of wine, and...
We're off the Chesapeake Bay here.
Yeah.
Beautiful, very blue Maryland. Maryland is basically California without the palm trees.
It's basically a jungle here. It looks like Nam.
It is a little overgrown right now. Yeah.
You know,
and
it's
not quite as humid as Nam, but close.
Yeah. But that's why Dick Blumenthal lives here.
We're right. Dick Blumenthal before he dicks you.
Oh,
wow.
Hero of the Tet Offensive.
We're, yes, exactly. We're in Annapolis, home of the Naval Academy.
Yes.
And we had an epic Navy football game yesterday that you did not go to.
I did not go to the football game. I was out doing other things, which I read about in my Town Hall VIP column
for
Wednesday.
Troy High School, the Trojans.
The Trojans of Chambersburg High.
Chambersburg High.
And, of course, I've managed to now spill wine on my secondary shorts.
And on my chair.
And on your chair.
That's all right.
That'll be okay.
What they say in the
automotive world is it will buff.
That'll buff right out.
It'll buff right out. It looks like a pattern.
But you've been hanging in Annapolis.
It was very nice.
Dinner.
I wore my War College hat to represent.
Yes, there was a little bit of Army here in this Navy town, but okay.
We just need to do that. A little diversity.
And now we're having some Portuguese wine.
We're having some Portuguese wine.
Before we have our
sips. Let me taste it. Hold on.
Oh, one sip, everybody knows the rules.
I don't know. I don't think it's great.
So, as a person who just came back from a European vacation.
Ah, okay, Clark.
Where we focused on a lot of wine.
Griswold.
Their wines are very... I got it. Their wines are...
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to people in here. I know you got it.
The wines in Europe are very thin compared to California wines, to American wines.
Yes, California...
I mean, I like the flavor of this, but it doesn't have the...
It doesn't have
Napa Valley Cab.
It doesn't hit you like Diddy on Bieber.
Allegedly. Wow.
Well, I look. I
allegedly.
How many?
This is what the people want to know about you, Kurt.
Uh huh.
How many bottles of baby oil do you have in your house right now, as we speak?
I have absolutely none.
Really?
You're
like the anti Diddy.
I'm the anti Diddy. I have no bottles of lube.
Tommy's got.
I got all the lube.
Smooth sailing, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we were at Sam's Club, and the guy who looked like Diddy was loading up that cart.
There was
with
quite
baby
a,
oil.
Yeah, he was like,
that was
brought the forklift for the pallet of baby lube.
We're going, what's happening?
Baby lube,
oil.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
Baby oil, great again.
Yeah, and say, hey, man, what are you doing?
Is that Trump again?
Children's party.
Are you doing Trump again?
Randomly.
Just let me know when you do Trump, all right? I just want a heads up.
I want to make sure.
Great again.
Hey, it's been almost a week since somebody tried to murder Trump.
No, it seems weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a town hall coming out tomorrow. which is Monday, because this is Sunday.
This is Sunday that we're recording this.
And I, and it's called, Hey, does anyone remember how they tried to kill Trump again?
No one on cable television.
No one on cable television. Well, he brought it on himself. You're asking for it.
He was asking for it.
You and your short skirt, Donald.
Exactly. What's with the low-cut blouse? What do you think was going to happen?
You'd like Jodie Foster in The Accused.
I don't know. Do you think he plays pinball? You think Trump plays pinball?
He's not that way. Not that way. By the way, I've heard that Jodie Foster is a delightful woman in person. That she is a very nice person. Somebody, a conservative I know, said, told me she is a very nice person.
Good to know.
So I don't know.
I got nothing funny to say.
Lots of Hollywood starlets.
Absolutely nothing.
Who are, I hear some of them are very open-minded. Anyway.
There's a lot you can go there with.
I have absolutely nothing to say about it.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on.
Can we talk about Val Kilmer?
Yes. Is he still alive?
Speaking of Hollywood starlets, he is still alive. Although, wasn't that great in the Top Gun sequel when he died?
Wait, hold on. That's
that
really...
I know. You were like, that's... It. What, you mean the movie's not over?
I stood up. And
what is this? Return of the King?
Meredith's like, no, there's more to it. And I was like, no.
No, that's...
Nothing good can happen. I mean, nothing better can happen.
You hate Val Kilmer.
I hate Val Kilmer.
Why do you hate Val Kilmer?
I
tell the story.
That's a long story.
It's not that long.
He was an asshole. I worked with him on a project, and he was awful.
You were a theater director in L.A.
I was a general manager of a production. He was Moses.
In the Ten Commandments.
In a musical of the Ten Commandments.
When somebody came up to you and said, okay, Larry, we're going to do a musical. Oh, okay. I like show tunes. I'm Larry O'Connor. And they said, okay.
Are you doing jazz hands right now? Because you need to tell people.
Oh, there's jazz hands.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats. Yeah, that's the name of it.
Okay, it's a musical of the Ten Commandments.
And I'm thinking, I like my Bible. That's a great story.
Okay, we got that. Okay.
I'm
looking
Jews.
Forward to the show stopping. Thou not cover your neighbor's ass.
Have you never seen Prince of Egypt? That's a great musical version of Ten Commandments. The animated, you have not seen
it? I know it exists.
It's fantastic.
I know it exists.
Written music by Stephen Schwartz of Wicked fame. And
I saw an ad for Wicked, the movie, and it looked woke.
They may have made it woke.
I don't need that shit.
It's a good show, though. Well, the Broadway version's good, and it's not woke.
Well,
much.
Anyway.
It's Broadway.
Anyway,
yeah.
And they said, okay, it's the Ten Commandments,
Ten Commandments,
and you're like, okay.
Musical.
And they said, and it stars Val Kilmer as Moses.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm sold.
That's got New York Times raving.
How can this go wrong?
So to be fair, I signed on to the project before Mr. Kilmer.
You didn't know who was there. Was there another star you preferred?
It was Adam Lambert, I think, is what you said.
Well,
Adam Lambert.
So
as Moses.
And Larry said, "What do you want from me?"
I said, "No." So Adam Lambert actually. So when the then unknown Adam Lambert auditioned for our show, and we hired him. And I thought he was so great. It's like, I know he's, 23 years old, but could we hire him as Moses? And that didn't work out. We still didn't have a Moses. But we hired him. He played Joshua. He was the third male lead.
Oh, okay.
If people go to YouTube and search Adam Lambert, Val Kilmer, Ten Commandments, there are clips out. Because we filmed it. We made a DVD out of it.
Okay.
We filmed it. So there are YouTube cuts of it. The music was written by the dude who wrote Madonna's Like a Prayer,
Okay. That's...
Anyway...
Did they have one song per commandment?
They signed me up.
Did they have one song per commandment?
Yeah,
that's
much,
my thing.
Yes. The Thou Shalt Covet...
Thou Shalt Covet.
The
real showstopper is Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery.
Listen, the Golden Calf scene was...
The Golden Calf scene? Oh, God. You're,
pretty phenomenal, you're, man. So they hired me to do this thing. It was going to be a cast of 60, all on full union production contracts out of L.A. Huge
that's
budget.
That's a lot of money.
Huge budget.
60?
Big cast.
Giant. And that's a lot of code.
That's a lot
of code of many dollars.
A lot of Hebrew slaves.
Scantily clad. Hebrew slave number 15.
It's very strange how the Hebrew slaves were all sort of like
hot.
Showing a lot of skin. Yeah, and they were all, well, they look good working in the desert there.
They really look good. They keep it slim.
So the producer was,
wow.
Max Osria. Max Osria is his name. He's a fashion designer. BCBG... fashion or something.
I'll take your word for it.
He's a French fashion designer. He put up all the money for it, and he designed all the costumes so that everyone looked
okay.
Hot.
Okay.
So they hired me for this, and I was like, well, this is great. And then they decided, oh, we have to have a star.
Okay.
But instead, they got Val Kilmer.
Oh, was this pre or post Heat?
When was he? Was Heat with...
95.
Was that the one with Robert Downey Jr.?
No, it was the one with Robert De Niro. Heat! You know, gunfight.
It was post-Heat.
She had a great ass!
It was 2004.
So Heat had been out for a while.
He had just finished filming
Tombstone.
The Robert Downey Jr. movie. No, Tombstone was 80s.
Robert Downey Jr.
The movie with Robert Downey Jr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
And there was a party. He had a cast
Michelle party. Monaghan takes her clothes off in that.
Good to know. Noted.
Done.
Noted. Everyone's Googling right now as they listen to this podcast.
It's true.
I am too.
Take say search off.
you guys are. Is that how this works?
Friendly tip.
Just a tip.
But enough about Tim Waltz.
So Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Val Kilmer, Robert Downey Jr. Look it up.
Yeah, it's
this
a good
was
movie.
Like one. It was a good movie, and it is pre Iron Man, and it's like Robert Downey Jr.'s first sort of big Hollywood opportunity
after his
arrest
issues.
And the addictions and everything. So Val Kilmer's having a cast party for the cast of Ten Commandments at his Hollywood Hills home.
Okay,
I'm there. And I've got my kids with me.
You brought your kids to Val Kilmer's house.
Because it's a family-friendly event, right? Anyway.
The Manson family.
Out by the pool, it was not very family-friendly. But in the house, because he had a kid. I mean, Val's kid was like 11 years old at the time. My kids were like, I want to say
four.
Five and three.
Yeah, they were
five
young.
And three. It was before my son was born. It was actually my
EJ hadn't been born.
No, Christian hadn't been born. My number three hadn't been born
yet. Oh, my God.
Because this was he was born.
Oh, it was just the okay.
He was born in December 2004, and this was like October, November. Anyway, long story short, too late for that. I go into Val's bedroom to like watch television or something with my kids, and sitting alone in Val Kilmer's bedroom is Robert Downey Jr. watching the British DVD of The Office with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Before it had been released. He had a bootleg version.
It's a very funny show.
It's hilarious. And I was like, oh, that's Robert Downey Jr. And it was clear what was going on. He was invited to the party, but he did not want to go out and get tempted by all the things that were
so
at that party.
So he's watching funny British comedy.
And so I hung out with Robert Downey Jr. watching The Office.
I have heard he's a very pleasant guy.
He was very pleasant at that time.
I know a lot of military guys. He went to a Starbucks near a military base.
Yeah.
There's a National Guard, and they would always see him there, and he was always very nice to guys in uniform.
Good.
My guys would go, yeah, we see Robert Downey. He's always up and thanks us. He's really nice.
He should. Okay.
All right, you got my vote.
I thought it was shitty for Val to invite
him. I bet
him
he's
there.
A Trump guy.
Yeah, he's not allowed to say it, of course, but
I bet
he is too.
I bet he is too. Well, it's nice of Val to invite him, but you know, you got
to. No, you don't invite an addict who's just come out of rehab to a party.
Well,
where
you don't leave him alone. You say, okay, you stick with me. You and I will have cranberry juice. No, I don't eat cranberry juice because
it's
another
reason why
disgusting.
Val is an asshole.
Right.
No, he would.
You give Val Kilmer a break.
There are no nice things.
If he pulled out, if he was like going down the road to Samaria and he saw a friggin' Samaritan beaten to shit by the side of the road, and he went over to help him, he'd be like, he wants something.
Yeah.
He's got an agenda.
He's got ulterior motives.
He's got an agenda.
Absolutely.
But why was he so...
Thanks for getting New Testament on me there. That was impressive.
I like to shift.
Yeah, a little parable.
Why was he, if you gave Val Kilmer a piece of silver, he would bury it. He'd spend it on drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Would.
What did he do to you that makes you hate him so much?
I feel terrible for him that he has throat cancer. Really, I do.
What did you do to him that was, or what did he do to you?
I did nothing to him. So Val Kilmer, if you ask Joel Schumacher, the director of Batman Returns, I think it was, or whichever one Val was in.
Yeah.
After that movie came out, Joel Schumacher, the director, was doing interviews, and someone said, what was it like to work with Val Kilmer? And he said, oh, let me tell you something.
Oh, God.
I'll give you an answer to that question.
Oh.
And he leans in toward the reporter and he says, I wouldn't cast Val Kilmer to play Val Kilmer in the Val Kilmer story. And
that's quality.
He speaks for all of us. He had a horrible reputation in Hollywood. Still does, by the way. And he was just a constant problem. Constantly complaining, constantly whining, constantly destroying, not showing up. I had to put excuse me, I apologize, Town Hall. Did Micah bleep that? Or does he?
No, we don't bleep.
Nobody bleeps
anything.
This is
behind a paywall.
So this is.
They just give the warning.
This is theater, right? He's a professional actor getting paid.
Ish.
A ton of money to be Moses in Ten Commandments. He literally has one job. Learn your fucking lines. That's it. And it's not like, it's a lot of lines. I understand he's Moses. But you know what? It's just it's like an hour and a half.
Dude, it's 90% of it's let my people go.
Thank you.
All right? It's like,
let
pull up a little sign.
Let go.
Line. Let my people wine.
Right, exactly. Die, stay slaves. What is it? Use your brain, Val. So
did he sing?
Oh, well, he...
go on.
Watch the YouTube.
We'll get to that.
You be the judge as to whether he sang.
Wow.
A week before we had our first live audience, I had to move heaven and earth to get teleprompters installed in the theater and hire a professional, because it's a union house, so you can't just put a production assistant on the teleprompter. You have to hire a union teleprompter operator to operate the teleprompter so Val Kilmer could read his lines on a television screen on a theatrical stage. And we were charging, you know, full price for this shit. It was ridiculous. He was the most undisciplined, unprofessional actor. And that's just the mechanical shit. I mean, he was just a terrible person to work with. And I learned after the fact that he always isolated somebody from the producer's office to, like, be the target, to be the guy that he just threw all of his shit at and be an asshole to. This guy with two thumbs right here. He pointed me out, and he's like, that's the person whose life I'm going to make a living hell. And I had to be, you know, I had to deal with it because I was paid to deal with it.
Sounds like hooked on phonics for acting.
And then there was one day in particular when he was just, he actually stormed off the set after a fight with me 3 days before opening or 2 days before opening. My children were there visiting me because I had been working nonstop on this show. I hadn't seen my daughters. And he had a screaming fight with me to my face on the stage and then stormed off the set and just left. Oh. And the guy who was his understudy came up to me and goes, awesome, let's go. He was like, yes, and thank you, Larry, let's go. Yeah.
And that understudy was Harry Sisson.
No, way too talented. Anyway, I don't like Val Kilmer.
No, you.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You have always hated Val Kilmer. That was a weird thing. I think I mentioned him offhand once when we were...
You made a Val Kilmer joke or reference or something.
You're like, Val Kilmer!
It was.
Slowly I turned.
It was.
Step by step.
Absolutely the scene.
Inch by inch.
Do you mind if I put another log on this fire?
Oh, you do whatever you want with your log.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, though. We brought up cranberry juice. And
wait, you're back to the cranberry
juice? We're back to the cranberry juice, because I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for cranberry juice...
You'd have a lot more UTIs.
That, and Fleetwood Mac would not even be a band right now.
What?
Exactly.
Wait.
I'm a little lost.
Fleetwood Mac is a band?
Fleetwood Mac only became popular because of...
Cranberry.
The Ocean Spray.
By the way, Tommy just dropped his High Noon.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
The audience does.
I don't. All I know about Fleetwood Mac is they had Stevie Nicks in it, and I dated one time her accountant. And her accountant let me in on how she characterized Stevie Nicks' marijuana on her taxes.
What? Please tell.
I forget what it was.
Oh, come on.
So that was a thing. I can't tell you any more about that. I don't even remember the girl's name.
That's proprietary.
And I know we're going kind of off topic here, but...
It was 30 years ago.
As far as bringing this back, so Ocean Spray makes Fleetwood Mac great again. And right now...
Was that Trump? Did you just...
It was again. It was another reference.
That was Trump?
Yeah, we're just going to keep...
Trump? Barron?
The time traveler, because time travel is real. But the Gen Z right now thinks that they found this band. Have you heard about this? Do you know what band it is?
Did you just say the Gen Z?
The Gen Z.
Is it Toto?
No, it's Oasis.
Oh, yeah. They're all over Oasis now.
Yeah, and so they're like, we found this great band.
There's
this
great band. It's called Oasis.
It's so great.
Oasis is based. Have you been seeing some of the interviews of the...
Oh, they're super crazy. And so now they're like,
we need to get rid of these damn immigrants.
They're selling tickets. It's 1 year out.
We need to build the Wonder Wall.
Yeah, my Wonder Wall.
And make whales pay for it.
Portuguese Wine.
Portuguese Wine.
Was the name of my garage band in the 90s.
Oh, actually, that's
around.
That's...
We basically just did covers of Oasis.
Nice. Exactly.
I always thought Oasis was a shitty band. It was like more guitar-based Coldplay.
Wow, sorry about that.
I also hate Coldplay.
Coldplay was good before they became Coldplay. I mean, before they, like, fucked up. I didn't mind Coldplay at the beginning, actually.
But before the guys started banging
Gwyneth
Paltrow?
Who was the last... Yeah, exactly. Who was the last... Or what was the last actual rock band? Oh. We don't have rock bands anymore.
Killers.
What year was the Killers?
Early 2000s. There are no rock bands anymore.
There are no rock bands anymore.
The Hives were around, but they were...
What about Foo Fighters?
Maybe Foo Fighters, but that's 90s.
Sucks!
Wasn't that late 90s? After Nirvana died?
They still went into 2000s.
Right, I mean like a band, but...
But I mean, are you saying more recent?
Hey, give me a cigarette, man.
Like in the last 15 years, there has not been... You're smoking a cigarette? I can get a cigar.
It's okay. I'm gonna try a cigarette. I haven't had one in a while.
But take the Zen out of your mouth first before you smoke a cigarette. No, in the last 15 years, there has not been a actual rock band.
That's true.
Right? There's like rock is there is no rock
there is anymore. No rock anymore. It's all this rap shit.
No, they're yeah. I was gonna
and
hip hop, really
hippity hop, the hippity hop.
It's not even rap and hip hop. Actually, it's more. It's just this like it's Taylor Swift shit. It's like it's all this prepackaged. Pre-formatted, like, drag.
The damn kids today.
Right, exactly.
Don't know nothing about music. I remember I went to see the Replacements reuniting tour.
Yeah.
Which was actually two of the Replacements.
The rest were Replacements.
I thought he was talking about Keanu Reeves, but let's move on.
Exactly. It was Paul Westerberg, who's an asshole. And
I knew one of the remember the cheerleaders that they pick up in the Replacements that were, like, from the strip club?
Yeah.
I knew one of those girls.
Do you have more of them?
From that movie.
Randy.
When they started dancing like they had the pulse to distract the other team. Remember that?
Exactly. Randy. I'm doing the dance.
That's a great fucking movie. I love that movie.
Great movie.
Who was the coach?
Is it basically Major League on a football field?
Basically. But it's because there's a strike. The NFL has a strike, and so they have to go get players to play, which is actually based on real life. When the
Oh, my God.
Oh, the ladies are here with jalapeno poppers.
The ladies are here. We're actually doing...
We're doing Kurt's podcast.
We're joined by Irina and Sarah.
You're being recorded, ladies.
Oh, we're being recorded.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's all of us here. And there's some guy over there doing a thing.
Blowing his...
I know. Poor leaves. Mike is going to be like, are you kidding me, Kurt?
You're telling me we're making media magic right now?
We are doing... Well, at least we're not in a car.
Fair enough.
Which is, for
how
me,
it
that's...
usually goes.
What did you bring? Everything's clean. You don't have to wipe down my chairs.
We've got napkins. Oh,
this is riveting.
It is riveting. This is
an OCD on me.
So I'm going to have a jalapeno popper.
Okay, these are blue cheese.
Where, over here?
All of these are blue cheese, and then these right here are feta.
All right, I'm going to go.
Because
feta?
I hate blue cheese.
Why do you hate blue cheese? What's wrong with this?
Oh, this is fantastic.
All right. So wait, where'd you get these jalapenos?
My dad's garden.
Seriously, your dad grows jalapenos?
He has so many, he has no idea.
Meredith, you're being recorded.
Okay, now which ones are the blue cheese?
Don't say anything that I wouldn't say.
My wife, Meredith, is here.
Well, that gives her a lot of options.
Famous Meredith.
So we are having...
I think we're almost done.
Well, it's 23 minutes. That, for me, is like a long...
That's a very long episode.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, these are good.
Spent a lot of time. They are fantastic.
We
Sarah knows how to make
wait,
a jalapeno.
There's some other. Is there Old Bay in here? No, there's some.
Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot. I was going to say there's some heat in here other than jalapeno.
Frank's Red Hot. Baby.
That's good.
It's fantastic.
Wait, Frank's Red Hot on top after or was mixed in as it cooked?
I know everybody's like they're going. Hey, are we going to talk about jalapeno poppers?
We're doing a cooking show.
We're doing a cooking show.
Tommy Smoker, seen on Eat, Drink, Smoke. Tony Katz. I'm Tony Katz.
I'm Tony Katz.
So.
I wonder who his lawyer is.
Tony Katz.
Tony
is
Katz.
It you?
I don't talk about
he's
my
he's everybody's
clients.
Lawyer.
So, jalapenos, garden fresh.
Right.
They're amazing.
Rotisserie chicken shredded.
Oh.
It has Kobe Jack cheese in it. And then I heated a couple tablespoons of butter, added Frank's Red Hot, mixed it all together, mix it in with some celery, fine diced.
And then bake it.
Boop, 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 boop. Baked it.
Celery. I usually hate celery.
425
this is
for 15 to 20
good.
Minutes.
Very
and
nice.
And then we topped it with
so
some
it's like buffalo chicken
crumble.
Wings.
Exactly.
It's like a buffalo chicken wing inside jalapeno.
I know you guys are like, can we have some more jalapeno talk?
But that's brilliant.
But let me get it.
Because it's getting hot and spicy
here.
No,
I want to add because... Because Storm is going to get mad at me if I don't do something political. I want to go around the circle of life here. And see who thinks, honey.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Wait, look out, Beth. Hold on, I got you. It's a fall gun.
All right, cross your legs, honey. Thank you.
He was talking to me.
Okay, I want to go around and say who do you think's going to win this election?
What election?
There's one coming up, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, Larry O'Connor. Who do you think is going to win?
I'll tell you what. I think that, and anyone who watches my daily show at Town Hall, Larry, would know that I have been saying this last week that I'm feeling very optimistic because Trump right now is in better position than he was 8 years ago. Don't compare it to 4 years ago because COVID was insane and it was everything was just stupid. This actually has more to do with what we were 8 years ago with Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And he is polling better in every single important state than he was 8 years ago. And that never happens because his numbers are always underrepresented in the polls. So I'm feeling optimistic.
Okay. Irina.
It's a toss-up.
You got to be louder.
It's a toss-up.
You think it's a toss-up?
What kind of analysis is that?
I do.
He didn't ask you.
I said, who do you think is going to win?
Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be Kamala.
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 That's because you are around a bunch of Blue City, sexually repressed housewives.
This is true.
And when you pronounce her name like that, you are obviously racist.
Obviously. So. I was a middle class child.
That's the only correct answer to this question.
I too was a middle class.
No, I was born a poor middle class child. No. Meredith, who do you think's going to win?
Wow.
Toss up leaning Kamala.
Okay.
She also lives in a very blue state.
She does.
Nailed it right.
Okay, Sarah, who do you think?
Kamala. I go back and forth every single day. Today,
does Tim Walz.
No, he just stays in one direction.
Today, I feel like it's going to be Donald Trump. But yesterday, I felt like it was going to be Kamala.
Wow.
I go back and forth every day.
I think that's true. I do too. Every day. Today, it's Kamala.
The only determining factor will be whether Trump can beat the chief, and that's it. That's
too big to rig.
You're doing Trump again.
Was that Trump?
Yeah.
Tommy, what do you think?
All right, so we have the sports analysis here of it.
Okay.
We're talking about Kamala Harris.
Kamala. We're all going to get canceled if you don't pronounce your name right.
I don't know how to speak English very well. It's my second language.
Well, technically, it's not English.
Oh. So we are going to compare her to Jamarcus Russell, the biggest bust quarterbacks in the NFL.
Jamarcus
Russell.
It's a great name.
It's a great name.
I don't know. Is that really?
It's got Marcus
bust?
And Jaw.
Because the Redskins.
You know, in German, it's Jaw Marcus.
So he never read playbooks. They gave him reportedly a blank tape and said, "Here, study the next defense."
Yeah.
He said, "I watched it," but the joke was, there was nothing on the tape, so he never watched it.
Right.
And that is what I see in watching her with any of her interviews, that she is a blank slate that doesn't know how to get through any type of interview or life because somebody else is doing it for her.
The problem with your analogy is sports reporters and sports broadcasters and the people who do the play-by-play don't influence the end result of the game.
But they tried to influence that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, but then
and
when the game
worst
is
money
actually
ever spent that the Raiders ever did.
By the way, end result is also Justin Bieber's new rock band.
Exactly.
So anyway.
So he's going to bring back the 2024s.
Yes.
And so we are going to go with Trump making America great again, making America safe again.
So you're thinking Trump.
We're Trump all the way.
Was that Trump again?
That was Trump again. We did it.
He's thinking it's going to be a Mondale.
I think that Trump is going to carry California.
Yep.
And my kicker is I think he's going to carry New York.
Well, that Tommy has never actually been to California. So.
I have been to California.
California.
I think he's going to carry California and New York. I have been to California.
He's not carrying California.
I am not happy about California. The first time I ever went there, they were like, you have to go to this restaurant. It's great. And I'm like, what's great about it? And they're like, they don't serve meat. And I said, that is something
that's
wrong with
not
California.
A great.
That doesn't sell. Speak well.
Who's they?
The Californians.
Mm.
Californians.
Like all right, and Kurt.
I think Donald Trump is. I think Donald Trump's going to win.
He's poised for victory.
I think he is poised for victory. I think he's. I think he's positioned better than he has been in the past.
That's why I think he's going to lose.
I know. Irina, of course, she comes from a communist country. She's like, everything went badly all the time. And it's like, come on, can we just sing you happy birthday? It's a thing. Okay, does anyone else have anything to add before I end this nightmare?
Did I mention how great the Navy football game was yesterday?
You several times.
56-44.
And look at Irina selfishly. Selfishly starting another conversation. Well, do you want to share with us? What was your observation?
That we pronounced her name right?
No, it's Kamala.
Girl power.
Kamala.
No, you called her Kamala or something.
I said Kamala.
Girl power. I mean, Waltz is all into that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what? Some people call me Irene. I'd be happy to book her.
She's best friends with Oprah,
whatever.
So it's okay.
I don't care. Who cares? Nobody cares.
It's racist.
Media matters cares.
I don't even know which is the right one.
Yeah, all three of you. No, well, you said today you think it's Trump, but you said you bounce back and forth.
Oh. But the women. Today she said,
is it because you feel the vibe that other women are going to be, you know, basically proving that the 19th Amendment was a giant mistake?
Oh, 100% repeal the 19th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
Sure. No, but.
Meredith is like, shut up.
I think I would start an insurrection over the 19th.
I know the women are like, how can you men let us vote? What is wrong with you? You women should use your influence to make the men not give.
You want to hold off
if that's what you're
property owning. I still think there need to be some restrictions.
I'm okay with property owning.
I do like property owning. Military service or property ownership.
I think you have to have some.
The Starship Troopers rule.
Nice. Laws,
as long as it doesn't matter what your gender or skin color is, you can put whatever. Mm-hmm. Limitations on it you want, I think.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm Tim Waltz.
Trump 2024. Let's go.
He's doing Trump again.
Okay. All right. I think we've plumbed the depths sufficiently. Thank you guys for joining
That's
us.
What
for
said.
A there a whoa! Oh, it's funny because
more jalapeno poppers over here, please.
I know, right? Okay, thank you guys for listening.
Oh, can you bring the bottle of wine out too? Oh, thank you.
You're amazing.
Sorry, what?
Well, I'm.
Are you trying to wrap it?
I'm trying to wrap this shit up.
Sorry, I'm getting in the way of your formatics.
Well, we can just get. We just go for 20 more minutes.
I mean, this is good. I think we did a good job.
You know, unlike a Bulwark writer,
20 seconds.
It's funny because they're sexually inadequate. Mm. Anyway, read my town hall columns every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Follow me on Twitter. Read The Attack, which Larry, I think, has skimmed.
No, I've got it.
Have you read it?
I've got it right there on the bookshelf.
He's skimming it.
He hasn't even skimmed it.
He hasn't even skimmed it. He has no idea. It's a good book.
It is terrifying.
At some point, you're going to get bored. You're going to read it, and you're going to be like, holy shit, my buddy can fucking write.
I know you can write. I've read your shit. Watch Larry every day live streaming at noon on all of Town Hall social media platforms or later in the day on all the Town Hall sites.
I want you to know I was part of the inaugural episode and never invited back.
That's correct. Well, you know why? Because they got to spread the talent out. You know who else has never been on? Katie Pavlich or Guy Benson or any of the other superstar columnists.
Carrot, you did a 5K with Katie Pavlich
with
today.
Katie Pavlich this morning. Yes, the Travis Manion 9/11 Heroes Run.
And you were number one in your age group.
I was first place in my
which is 74 to 92.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. That's great. And you're actually looking good. You're yeah. Sleek.
You like what you see there?
I like what you see.
Do you?
That shirt really brings it out for
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Next time you see me, I'm going to be lean, mean. Well, I'll probably be mean.
You're always mean.
I'm always mean.
You're a pussycat. You're a teddy bear, Gerdschlichter. You're such a goodly, goodly.
I'm Huggy
goodly.
Bear.
You are Huggy Bear. I like that hat. Huggy Bear with the feather.
Oh, yeah. I saw Antonio Ferragus outside the Hill Street Courthouse in L.A.
Is that the name of the actor who played
Antonio Ferragus, yes.
Oh, wow. What did you do after Huggy Bear? Did you ever do anything?
How are you going to top that?
That's true. You can't top Huggy Bear.
I mean, who are you going to play? You're going to come in. I'd like to play Othello. And we're like, can you, let's change the lines.
All right.
Oh,
I was going to explain to Meredith who Huggy Bear was.
No, we can do it after the podcast is over.
she'd really like to stop being recorded.
All right. All right. We're going to stop. We're going to stop now. This is probably the longest I've ever had.
We could go door to door in my neighborhood and ask them who they think's going to win. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. What a good idea. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.